Welcome to Authority Engine, your guide to accelerated business growth through podcasting. Now here's your host, Ben Kruger.
Welcome back to another episode of the Authority Engine podcast. I'm Ben Kruger, the podcast marketing guy, and I am dedicated to helping you guys record, engage, and convert through your podcast marketing and becoming the go-to authority in your field. I am back again this week with a guest that we've had on the show before, and you know, I've talked him up before. I really love this guy and what he's done. He's got a podcast of his own that has absolutely exploded his brand, and he is doing all the right things that I like to see as a podcast marketer. John McIntyre is coming back on the show today. He runs the Email Marketing Podcast over at his website, so you can check that out. Today, I'm going to be talking to him about rebranding. So he went through a rebranding a little while back when he was transitioning from his previous site to now his website called The Mick Method. And so you can check him out over there. But he went from his previous brand to this new brand. And before, he was over at Drop Dead Copy. And so now he's kind of bringing everything under one roof in one house and making everything consistent. So we're going to be talking to him today about that rebranding process, what that looks like, and why it might be something that you may consider if you've got a couple too many irons in the fire. But before we do that, I want to give a shout out to one of our listeners out there, Nathaniel Boyle. He launched his Daily Traveling Podcast, and you can check that out. I believe it's dailytravelingpodcast.com, although I will have a link to that in the show notes, and so you can check out the show. I believe one of the next episodes is going to be actually with me in there. So if you hop over there here in a couple weeks or even in a couple days, maybe you might see my pretty mug on there and get to hear a cool little interview of some of my travel experience. If you've been listening to this show for a while, you know that I've lived in Southeast Asia for a while and I've lived in Central America. And I'm now back in the States for a little bit. I'm in Idaho for about another week and then heading to Ohio for the next couple months. So excited to kind of have a spot to call home for a little bit. But that show is an absolutely incredible podcast, and Nathaniel really highlights how people get across the globe, some of their experiences and stories, and it's a heck of a good time if you're big into travel like myself. All right, so let's get into it. We've got J-Mac Money Millionaire, or otherwise known as Johnny the Autoresponder Guy McIntyre, and I'm excited to have him on because we're going to be talking about rebranding. So without further ado, let's do this thing. All right, we've got John McIntyre ready to rock and share some of his incredible knowledge. He runs the Email Marketing Podcast over at themcmethod.com. And John, you've recently gone through a little bit of a rebranding of the site. And can you tell us a little bit about your podcast, about your website, and how you've kind of rebranded your site? And I'm going to throw this little extender in there. And why?
Okay. So
I just threw a lot down for you. Let's see what you got.
I'll try to remember. All right. So originally I started off with Drop Dead Copy. That was the only site I had. And, that was just me learning how to write copy and writing copy for clients and had a bit of a blog. And it's kind of grown from then. And then I launched a product called The McIntyre Method. So I had dropdeadcopy.com. I had mcintyremethod.com for the product. I recently, and then I launched the Email Marketing Podcast as my branding became focused around email marketing instead of just copywriting. And then Drop Dead Copy became less and less relevant. And then I started positioning myself as the autoresponder guy. And so what I ended up having was all these different ideas floating around. You know, you got the autoresponder guy, you got McIntyre Method, Drop Dead Copy, the Email Marketing Podcast. And it's just, to me, it didn't really, just felt kind of like stuff was floating around. So what I've now done is I've created a site called The McMethod, or, you know, at themcmethod.com. And that's the idea is now that, you know, it's The McMethod Email Marketing Podcast. The site's about, you know, email marketing mostly. That's what, you know, what the USP is built around. I'm basically going to be bundling in The McIntyre Method and rebrand, you know, bundling that into the main site, themcmethod.com, and everything's going to come under the heading of The McMethod. And the idea there is that then it's very clear what I'm doing. You know, the brand, what I want to do is I want to build the brand around the idea of the McMethod. So it's not, drop dead copy wasn't, to me, that wasn't super brandable. And it also focuses on just being copy. Whereas the reason why for the rebrand was that now what I want to do is build kind of like a brand equity in this idea of the McMethod. So when people buy my products or sign up to my membership community or listen to the podcast or join my email list, they're doing it because they're invested in me as the autoresponder guy, which is all focused around email marketing. But also as well is they're buying into the McMethod as a process, the process that I've developed that, you know, it's a proven tested framework for, say, doing email marketing right. Or, you know, as it'll probably grow into, it'll be how to, you know, how to do landing pages the McMethod way, how to do sales pages the McMethod way, how to do all these different things the McMethod way. So then the value in the business is not, I guess it's less focused on me. I'll still be the autoresponder guy and turning these things and I'll have that relationship to everything. But the equity, I think, I want to be building into this. I mean, this idea could be anything, the McMethod, any other name. The idea is that the value is in, I mean, this is just branding 101, I suppose. But that was the idea, and to make it a lot more clear, you know, as people communicate, it's kind of it's the McMethod by the autoresponder guy, and that's it. That's, I mean, that's instead of all these different things floating around, that's all it is. You know, there's a podcast, interviews, there's an email list, but it's all focused around email marketing, which is the McMethod. Does that make sense?
Boom.
Yes, that makes beautiful sense. So it's essentially bringing in where you had a site here and a product here and a podcast over here. It's bringing everything in under one umbrella of one brand and really making your message much more consistent. Is that accurate?
Yeah. Like, I want to be able to administer like a super, super hard punch. Rather than trying to throw, you know, a whole bunch of punches in every direction, I want to be out of like, I want to be like that laser targeted rocket that just, boom.
Create the epicenter. I like it. So a couple other rebrands that we've seen recently are over at Lifestyle Business Podcast has now been merged into Tropical MBA. I think that was very much the same type of deal. They had two email lists going on. They had two different podcast listener bases, and there was some overlap, but they essentially were doing the same thing you're talking about, to where they had a couple elements in different pieces. And so now they've swept everything in under the umbrella of the Tropical MBA, and so that's where their community is, that's where their main email list is, that's where everything is now. And so I think it's kind of the same concept. One of the other rebrands that we've seen is over at the Empire Flippers guys. They started out as the AdSense Flippers, and I think they've rebranded, though, for a slightly different reason, in that they were expanding the breadth of their business and what they were actually talking about. So instead of, you know, having a bunch of different products everywhere or a bunch of different elements in different spaces, they just essentially wanted to expand what they had, their value proposition. And to do so, they needed to rebrand and reposition themselves. So they kind of broke open into that, you know, Empire Flippers instead of just AdSense Flippers, because that kept them pretty contained. So I think that's very interesting to see how important that branding is for your positioning in the marketplace. So can you talk a little bit about why you wanted to be the autoresponder guy specifically, and why being the autoresponder and the email marketing guy is so much more effective than being the drop dead copy guy?
Well, it's as simple as this. If you suppose you wanted to have an autoresponder for your site, you wanted to get an autoresponder written and you wanted to pay someone to do it for you, who would you rather hire? Just a copywriter or the autoresponder guy?
Yeah, it lays it out pretty simply. I like it. I like it.
I mean, the reason I got, you know, I did it is I went through some marketing training about a year ago. And man, it just kept going on and on and on about this USP and how I was going to do it for clients. And I was like, man, what's my USP? What the hell am I all about? You know, I'm a copywriter, but that doesn't mean much. There's copywriters everywhere. Everyone's trying to do copywriting, especially, you know, it's getting more so like this. You know, a lot of people have heard about my story where I kind of started copywriting and it's kind of blown up since then. But I mean, we mentioned this in another podcast that, like, when I first started, I thought, man, email marketing, that's so, it's such, like such a small niche. I don't know what I'm doing. And some people used to, you know, some people, you know, have asked me, like, aren't you scared about focusing down so much? It's like, no way. Like, especially now that I can see it, there is so much in this market. I mean, you got like from all sorts of software solutions. There's all the different niches that we talked about, Infusionsoft and e-commerce and more cheaper down at AWeber. You've got internet marketing style stuff. You've got small business type of email marketing. Like it's there's so many different subsets of this. So it's not so much email marketing. It's more that I'm in the business of using email in each different niche. So email marketing is not the niche or not the market. The market is e-commerce business owners, Infusionsoft people like that. By having a clear brand or a clear message, the main thing is, yeah, it means I stand out a lot more. It's a lot easier for you to pass on the message to someone, especially if someone says to you, hey, I need an autoresponder. You know, it's one thing for you to go, well, I know a copywriter. I mean, that's, everyone knows a copywriter. But if you said, well, I know this guy who his main thing, like he just focuses on autoresponders. That's all he does. And it's so easy. You know, I could walk into a conversation that, you're talking to someone. You're like, oh, this is John. He's the autoresponder guy. He just does email marketing stuff. And in the right crowd, like people would get it straight away. There's no need for a long explanation. This is the elevator pitch. And this is, I think, what a lot of people need to have. And especially with the podcast, to bring it back to podcasting, is that ideally you want to have something like, what are you specifically about? What is the brand? I mean, you're the podcast guy, effectively. Like that's your thing. That's your niche. So people need to, this is marketing 101. This is some of the most important stuff you can figure out, is when you nail this, when you find a position, you can... Oh man, it's great. Like I mean it's kind of like battle or like war. Like it's a lot harder to be my competitor. Like I'm not competing with copywriters. They're not my competitors because they can't compete with me because they're just copywriters. So I've built out. I've kind of staked out a position in the marketplace, and it's very hard for someone to kind of attack that without coming off as like a me too marketer.
Yeah, I like that. And actually what that reminds me of is the book Blue Ocean Strategy. Instead of going into business where everybody else is, so say you're a real estate guy and there's already a bunch of real estate podcasts out there, they're doing well. I don't want to be another real estate guy. I want to be the guy that does vacation rentals. I'm the vacation rental real estate guy. So you can really almost create or carve out for yourself a spot in that industry or a smaller market in that industry. And then in doing so, kind of your initial reaction, as you talked about, was your initial thing is fear that, oh, it's going to be too small. What if there's not enough people there? They're not going to pay me enough. And, if not enough people are there, how are they going to ever get my services or my products or whatever? Whereas once you get into it, you realize, number one, there's more than enough people in that niche. And number two, like you said, if I want an email autoresponder, I'm going to go to the email autoresponder guy. I'm not going to go to a copywriter. And given the choice, there's no choice. It's just a clear-cut decision. So for those of you out there that are considering how do I want to position my podcast in the marketplace and my entire business – think about those niches and think about the existing people and the existing brands in those niches and what specific piece can you carve out for yourself, whether it's a specific area, whether it's a specific value proposition or, a quality margin in the, are you the low cost guy? Or are you the high cost guy? Are you the, are you the guy that is the alchemist that uses techniques to make things happen super quickly? All those kind of things can really set you apart and carve out a spot for you in these somewhat, crowded or already grabbed niches. So I really like that, John. It's really valuable. And how do you think that it has overall, kind of affected your business? And would you do anything differently positioning-wise as, the autoresponder guy now that you've seen what's happened? Or what would you do differently kind of looking back over your time as the email marketing guy from a copywriter?
I would probably knuckle down faster. I would go pick the USP, pick that angle. I would pick it faster and be more specific about it, be more aggressive about staking out that territory. I think a lot of people make a mistake when they do these tentatively. They kind of like fill it out. To be bitches, I think, most of the time. They need to just man up and pick something and stick with it. Like you can, I realized this actually a few months ago when I was kind of, the site's been ticking over and I was trying to play around with other opportunities. And then I just realized, like, look, you can take any, there's almost all of us, we have an opportunity, we have tons of opportunities in front of us that we could make millions of dollars off if we just had the vision to see how to do it. So we don't need more, a lot of us think, maintain this mindset where we need another opportunity to be successful. That is not the case. You know, 9 times out of 10, or 99 times out of 100, it's just not the case. If you're in Africa and you're a 4-year-old boy with, you know, and you know you're malnourished, yeah, maybe. But when you've got, you know, an iPhone and you're listening to a podcast like this, your problem is not a lack of opportunity. It's a lack of, I'd say, a vision or willingness to execute on that. So, you know, if I could go back, I would try and have these realizations faster so I could make up for lost time, knuckle down one project, one thing, one vision, one direction, and just like hammer that.
Focus. It all comes down to focus. I love it. And that is something that I've realized as well over here at Authority Engine with the business, with the podcast, with all this stuff, is like having that focused vision of where it is you're trying to go and what the possibilities are really just clarifies everything else and clarifies the fact that I don't need anything else other than, you know, because I kind of did for a little while back when Authority Engine was getting started, you know, well, you know, I could try this whole e-commerce thing out. I could try, you know, this out. I could do this. And what it really does is it distracts you from getting any momentum going with your actual main project. So that I think that's hugely valuable. What you're saying is kind of carve yourself out that space that, okay, this is me. And focus, baby, because that's what's going to get you some serious growth. And I think really as far as is a step-by-step process, those are the two steps. Everything else, you got to work at it, but it falls into place. What do you think, John?
Yeah, man. Dude, I think the main thing is if you can nail that, like if you can get that vision and get that willingness to just focus down and knuckle down, the rest, you figure that out. Like it's, that's not the hard part. The hard part is not figuring, like, you know, the hard part's not doing it usually. It's figuring out what to do and just making that decision. Once you get to that, once you decide, all right, I'm all in. Like that, once you've done that, it's kind of like that Will Smith video that we're talking about.
Yeah, we were talking earlier before the call. Yeah.
You know, it's once you make the decision that you're either going to die or you're going to get what you want, it's game over. Like it's already, it's basically, it's effectively, it's already happened. Like Will Smith says, you all just got to wait to see it.
Yes. Beautiful. Love that quote. So I think that is a perfect spot to end. If you guys want to see a little bit more about branding and a little bit more about how John has positioned himself as the autoresponder guy over at themcmethod.com, go check it out and you can see as well how those different elements like the podcast, like his products and his blog and content all fit into that. So thank you so much, John, for sharing with us and looking forward to having you on the show down the line some more, man.
Sounds good, man. It's been good.
Cheers. John, as always, this has been an absolutely incredible episode. I really love your tenacity and just your obvious passion for what you're doing. And I know you listeners out there, if you're considering rebranding or kind of really streamlining your message, then this episode should be really helpful to you. You can check out John's show, the Email Marketing Podcast, over at themcmasters.com or, you know, via the show notes for this episode over at authorityengine.com/43. There'll be links out to all the stuff we talked about. And when you head over there, ask yourself and answer in the comments section down below, if you were to do a rebrand for your podcast, what would you do differently? What would you improve? What would you change? Leave that in the comments section and we'll get a little conversation going. So excited to see what you guys think on this one. And we're about to sign off, but I wanted to highlight really quickly somebody who left us an iTunes review in the Australian iTunes store. So you can't see all of the worldwide comments or reviews from the American iTunes store that most of us are used to. So I actually just discovered this one, which is awesome. We got a mention, a 5-star rating from Joshua C. Liston saying, "Great show. I love the fast-paced format, yet the show maintains an engaging feel. This is an average of 1 golden podcast nugget per episode." Awesome. Thank you, Josh. Really appreciate you listening. And for those of you out there that are looking to help out the show, you think we're doing a great thing here at Authority Engine, and you want to share it with somebody that it might help, head to authorityengine.com/love, and you'll see there some of the best ways you can help out the show. Plus, there's a sweet little free gift for you that is quite valuable, and I've been getting some great feedback on how much that's helped people. So thank you guys for listening and tuning in. I want to remind you to go out, record your killer content, engage your audience, and convert those listeners into paying customers. I'm Ben Kruger, the podcast marketing guy, and we've been listening, or you've been listening, to the Authority Engine podcast, where I am dedicated to helping you grow your business using the power of podcast marketing every Tuesday morning. Thanks, guys, and we'll see you next week.